उन्होंने रेड लाइन क्रॉस किया हुआ है.
प्रोटेस्टर्स वेयरिंग द यूनिफॉर्म ऑफ अ कमांडर ऑफ पाकिस्तान्स आर्मी एंड ऑन फायर दिस हिस्टोरिक जिन्ना हाउस नेम्ड आफ्टर द कंट्रीज फाउंडर मोहम्मद अली जिन्ना. Imran Khan says these demonstrators wielding flags and chanting slogans for him had nothing to do with his Tehreek-e-Insaf party or PTI.
This was a planned conspiracy to set the buildings and Corps Commander's house on fire. I have video evidence of gun-wielding provocateurs inciting our people.
Thousands of workers and party leaders have been arrested during violence following Imran Khan's arrest last week. After being granted bail, this former minister ran back to court as security forces tried to detain him again. Khan holds the head of the country's powerful military responsible for his removal from power in April last year. Videos and audios have emerged apparently showing some party leaders calling on followers to charge towards the headquarters of the Pakistan Army or GHQ.
Everyone, mother, daughter, child, let's go to GHQ. I've spoken to other leaders and God willing, we will go to the GHQ.
This is Pakistan's army chief, who's been named by Imran Khan as being behind a campaign against him. General Asim Munir convened a special meeting of military leaders. His message was, quote, restraint will no longer be exercised.
We are meeting at a very difficult time.
Soldiers and politicians have condemned the violence and recommended trials of accused be held under the Army Act.
Rights activists are concerned about the escalating tensions and possible trials under military courts. They say when one politician is agitating against the military and others at odds with the judiciary, Pakistan's leaders need to pause and defuse tensions.
But Imran Khan has again urged his followers to be ready for further protests.
There may be 70 to 80,000 people, but on the other side, it's 230 million people. When people of Pakistan decide they will not allow them to violate the constitution, tolerate attack on the Supreme Court, and we want elections, no longer life under these corrupt people, when we decide that, we will get our real freedom.
Human Rights Watch has condemned what it called the use of excessive force by Pakistan's government and the arrest of hundreds of political workers. It also says supporters of Khan used rocks, Molotov cocktails and assault rifles to attack police and set fire to ambulances, police vehicles, schools and destroyed property. It said in a statement the Pakistani government should uphold the right to peaceful protest while responding to violence with the minimum force needed.
मुझे पॉइंट लिख के दिए हैं फिर पकड़ा जाएगा.
Pro Imran Khan journalists, commentators and analysts have also been arrested. Journalist Mathiullah Jan was abducted during Imran Khan's period in government. He says what the current government is doing is also unlawful.
In spite of our differences as journalists, I think it's very unfair that he has been picked up and he has suddenly disappeared. State must act very fast for his safe recovery.
But for now, tensions are escalating as no political or state actor appears ready to change their positions. Osama bin Javed, Al Jazeera, Islamabad.